A lovely welcome to the podcast episode, The Real Change. Transformation has never been easier for power women who want it all, love, life, and success. And today I would like to talk with you about two major points. And the one is, of course, anxieties and expectations. So after this podcast episode, you will understand why this is so important, in fact, for this type of work, what we're doing here, and why it is, in fact, the basis of our The Real Change method and why we use it. So it's very useful, you know, to get a deeper understanding about how humans are, in fact, and how we can use it really, that you can do your big change, your big transformation. So be excited and thank you very much for listening. Hi, my name is Michelle from Switzerland, and in this podcast series, you will learn how I did my transformation, my real change in love, life, and success. And especially on top of this, how you can do that as well without wasting any more money and any further time. So we talk about what you need to know, what you need to have with the right tools, methods, and with the right training, you can do that as well. So are you ready? Then let's get started. So today we talk about the big topic, anxiety, to start with. And I'm straight, I have not met so far one single person in my life who is not afraid of one single thing, you know. So every one of us has hundreds of anxieties inside of them. And I'm straight, some of them we know, but the most of them we are not aware of. And that's, in fact, the thing we have today a closer look at. And, you know, when you started your own company, you started, you know, to be more self-determined in your life and self-employed and all these things which come to you, then I'm straight, you get right away, you know, confronted with these fears. And some, for example, were also out of my experience. I can tell you, you know, I was a little bit afraid of maybe my offer, you know, my product is not good enough. Maybe I know too less about it, you know, that I am not good enough, you know. And what about, you know, what is, for example, that others think, you know, that I'm not capable of doing it, so no one is coming and booking me, you know. So what is if I will have no clients and therefore I will be not successful, you know. So everything what is happening then in the future, you know, because you don't know yet. Or the anxiety of, for example, as being self-employed, you know, quitting the job and now starting as, you know, your own boss, in fact, and earning your own money, is that maybe you just earn so less money that you have to switch back and have to go to your old job, which you were trying to leave because obviously there was something which you don't really like about it, you know. So you have to go back to your old life and you just don't want that. And these are all anxieties you get right away, you know, confronted when you do something completely out of your comfort zone. And so the thing is, you know, when you stay in this anxiety, in this mode, in fact, you know, you only concentrate and see the things you are maybe not able to do, or you're not maybe the best one at the moment, you know. And in fact, you know, this is not very good to do. And the thing is, when you're not really 100% aware of these anxieties, you know, then, you know, they are coming, in fact, towards you, which you don't know that, in fact, you're just scared of, you know, earning too much money or earning too less money. It doesn't matter which one anxiety it is. It's einfach, you know, when they come towards you, then you do right away, you shift around them. So, you know, that you can stay in your comfort zone. So instead of, you know, really making the step forward, starting your own business, being self-employed and taking care of everything yourself, you want to stay in the comfort zone. You're thinking, oh, maybe, you know, it's not really, you know, the best thing when I now get, you know, self-employed, being my own boss. It's better, you know, I stay in my job and maybe it's not so bad, so I can arrange myself, you know. Then you stay in your comfort zone. You stay in the secure zone, okay? And I mean, that's super easy to do. So you will not make any new experiences. So you were always thinking about maybe, you know, in the future, or when you think back about it, then in the future saying, you know what, why have I not done that? Why was I not brave enough and just trying it out? And the answer is quite clear. It's because of this anxieties, right? They were keeping you away, preventing you doing, you know, doing and making and trying out yourself and also collecting your experiences, you know. And I'm straight, it is super easy to stay in this comfort zone. And einfach, it's clear, you know, with this attitude, you were always dreaming, but, you know, never fulfilling ever any one of your dreams. So when you're dreaming that you become a really successful, self-determined power woman, then I'm straight, then you have to do one thing. You have to face your anxieties. First of all, you have to identify them. So you have to know of what you are afraid of, in fact. So what is it really? And then, you know, that you can handle it. So, and this is very important. Otherwise, you will never be successful because these anxieties are there. And they will, you know, you will have to face them. And this has to be clear to you when you would like to make a personal growth, a personal change, when you want to do your transformation and you want to become really a power woman in love, life, and success. You have to face your anxieties. So think about back, you know, just think about yourself right now at the moment. What are you right now afraid of, and what are the anxieties you are aware of? And take out, of course, your notebook and write them down, as many as you know. Okay. And now I would like, you know, to have a closer look into another model. And it's in fact a layer model of John Bradshaw. And this guy was also a very smart guy because he had a closer look at fears in a very different point of view, in fact, of where they come from and why they are, you know, occupying us, in fact, up to the adolescence or up to, you know, when we are grown up, in fact. And he made a very interesting, you know, aspects about it. And this is, in fact, what I would like now with you to concentrate on. And then, of course, after this podcast episode, you rethink and recheck on your right now written down bullet points of the anxieties which you're right now already aware of. Because I'm sure you will find other things you are afraid of in addition that you can extend this list. So just to cut it short, it's very important that you identify your anxieties that you are able to handle and to work with them, you know. And yes, you would like to make a transformation, I'm straight, you have to face your anxieties. All right, so John Bradshaw said himself, fears dominate all aspects of our life, our way of speaking, working, eating, the relationships we have, in fact, is how we relate to others, how we are, you know, creative, in general, in fact, how we live. As an adult, fear is an omnipresent factor that we like to ignore, push away, or overcome through avoidance strategies, you know, such as substitute actions, in order not to have to feel the inner fear and emptiness. So as a consequence, we close our hearts to love for others, but also and especially for others and for ourselves. So we are all looking for the same deep thing deep down inside of us, you know, the ability to love and accept ourselves, or to be loved and accepted by others. And now's the question, where does this fear in fact come from? And here's in fact this phase or this layer model John Bradshaw invented as he was, you know, having a closer look into this. And he said, you know, when we were children, our innocence, our true being of who we were or who we are, in fact, was really betrayed and hurt by anyone around us. So starting with our parents, then later on, you know, in kindergarten, our mates, and then at school, university, but also up till today when we're working with working mates. And as a result, we have adopted more and more and tried to hide or suppress parts of our personality as well as possible. We have taken on substitute actions, you know, so that our environment likes and accepts us, who we in fact are not. So we traded our authenticity for love and appreciation from others. And the fear of that child, you know, this inner child, was or is up till today, the fear of pressure and expectation, the fear of rejection and abandonment, the fear of lack of space, of being misunderstood or ignored, and the fear of abuse and violation. So as a child, each of us had an existential need for confirmation, so unconditional love, acceptance, recognition, you know, because this was not fulfilled, you know, at that time. We lost our basic trust in others. So these injuries arose so early in our childhood that there was a fear of survival. And this neglect, which most of us suffered, can lead to tremendous confusion, panic, fear, self-judgment, and breakdowns when we try, you know, to get really in contact with ourselves again, as with these anxieties. The closer we get, you know, the higher reactions, the more dramatic reactions we will get. And as I said, you know, I see sometimes clients in front of me, they start crying out, you know, or they're like, you know, they really panic, or some really get, you know, so mad, you know, that you can see, you know, their red faces and, you know, they're yelling out, you know. So these overreactions, in fact, you know. So the reason for this is, in fact, our sensitivity and our innocence have been betrayed so much. All right. So the following strategies, in fact, will help us not to feel the pain and fear, but really to avoid them, you know, these overreactions I was just trying to explain you. And these kind of, you know, strategies, programs also, Mr. Morgenstern, when you think about it, you know, were the following or are the following. And you can observe this very nicely by people, you know, where we're just, for no reason, we're just, you know, freaking out. And you just can observe this, you know, as an outstanding point, you know. So I'm just reading out now these survival strategies they learned back in their childhood. And up till an adult, they're using it that someone else is doing something in your favor. So strategies are being demanding, claiming, manipulative, taking revenge, begging or being and pretending, being nice, resignation, instructions, also telling someone, you know, what to do, helplessness, also playing stupid, in fact, blackmail someone, and of course any form of addictions, and like smoking, working, sex addiction, you know, drug addiction, and. So the strategies try to change the behavior, in fact, of others so that we are not disappointed, so that we do not have to face this fear again, you know. This is an inner child survival mechanism to get what we really want, you know. And this is, in fact, where the expectations come from. So what should the other do for us that our world is in order again and is functioning as I know it should be like? So our expectations are the oil in the fire in all of our relations we have. We all have expectations of others, and if these remain unconscious, they destroy any harmony, intimacy, and any space in which trust and gratitude can or could grow. It's the basis of all relationships, in fact, anyone you meet in your life. So it is important that we get to know our expectations. And this happens in situations where we become, you know, where this kind of programs get activated, you know, like this. So when we become, out of no reason, suddenly, right away, angry, judgmental, you know, when we start our mood and behavior like this, you know, then it's exactly one of these situations where these expectations, you know, come into, you know, into judgment, you know, or just something like this happened where we see, ah, here's an expectation, in fact, because that's a reason why I had to change my behavior. It's a clear sign for it. So only then can I start to work really on them and put them into perspective. So when you're not really doing that, you know, and this is also, you know, anxiety and perspective are really very much, you know, aligned together. So when you observe someone else, you know, getting right away in reaction where you're thinking about what, what isn't this, or what has happened here, or you have also, you know, observed that on yourself, then you know exactly that this is something like maybe expectation was not met, is not met right now from your perspective, or maybe an anxiety, you know, is coming up again. And this is exactly what we're looking for. So when you really would like to do your transformation, your big change, then it's important that you can identify these ones, all right? And that you, with the tools and methods, what we show you here in this podcast, you know, that you really can overcome them. While doing that, I'm straight, you know, that all the doors are open, because then you for sure can leave the comfort zone and not being afraid of, you know, that bad things will happen. So now you're really in the mode that you can, you know, make new experiences, that you really can grow and change and transform the things. And on top of this, as you like them. And that is really great. And the more, you know, we work together, you will more understand, in fact, what great things you can do with this basic knowledge. So today, two very big topics, anxieties and expectations. And I hope you really liked it. It was for me great fun talking a little bit about my, you know, the starting time of starting my own business and how it was like. And so I really hope you really enjoyed it. And I would say thank you very much for listening for the time being. If you have any questions in between, please get in contact with me. You're more than welcome to do so. And of course, if you would like to get, you know, personal contact with me into one-on-one coaching experience, you can do that, of course, at any time. Go on my website, www.coachinglounge-dadev.ch, and do the booking for your free consulting call. And then we have a closer look into your situation. So thank you very much for the time being. Up to the next one.